the Lord. Let's just bow our heads again. Praise God. Our Father and our eternal God, we thank Thee this morning that there, the love of God that drew us, brought us. How we thank You for these words we've been singing. Love lifted me down in a terrible pit, away from God, from the providence of God, without no hope, strangers from the commonwealth of Israel, led by the prince of the power of the earth. But oh God, You came and You loved us and You lifted us and You birthed us and washed us. And we thank You this morning that we can sing of a truth, love lifted me. Father, we love You this morning because You first loved us. Bless Thy children, I pray. Bless this service, I pray. Oh God, confirm Thy word this day and have Thy way. Heal and deliver and transform from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of Your dear Son. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, we say amen till all has been prayed. We thank Thee for touching our brother Jeff and for many others. Oh God, we give You the praise. Lord, we thank You that You're still alive. You're still able. And You're the same yesterday, today and forever. Father, we bless Thee this morning for the atonement that all was done and completed at Calvary. Father, we would worship You this day. Lord, I take the promised Holy Spirit right now by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank You, undertake for me in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let us turn to the book of Peter, first epistle of Peter. And the Lord bless each and every one. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. And I want to talk this morning about who brings sickness and who brings health. And God gets blamed for a lot of things He's not guilty of. And the devil doesn't get blamed near enough. So we need to get it right. Amen. And you know, it's like Sister Margaret in Switzerland always said, Brother Tom, that is an attack of the enemy. We have to pray. And you know, she was quite something. And she was right. And when you pray, everything and anything's possible. Nicholson said, when the weakest of the weak bend their knee and pray, the devil fears and trembles. Let's read verse 24, just one verse. Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. You may be seated. Praise God. And we know that God will bless the reading of His own word. I don't want to try and preach this morning. I know that's a job and a half for me, but I want to just go easy. And Brother Yule's preaching in England today as well. Amen. John's preaching in Australia. Yule's preaching in England. And Brother Sammy sent me a message from Australia. I'm having a wonderful time. Come on over. If it was round the corner. I should have texted back and said the buses are not working. But the Lord bless them all. They're having a great time. Amen. Now, there's a reason why there's sickness in the world today. And that main reason is sin. Now, if you go back to Genesis, you know that in the beginning there was no sin. So there was no sickness. And when God made Adam, remember that everyone born of a woman is born a sinner by nature and a sinner by birth. But Adam was not born of a woman. God made him. So that would you read that every man born of a woman is born by sin, by nature, sin by birth. Jesus is called the second Adam because he came by the virgin birth, immaculate conception. But we know by turning away from God in disobedience, man lost the blessing and the protection of God and came under the curse and the power of the devil. In this way, the devil was able to bring upon man's body many forms of pain, weakness, and sickness. However, God's mercy still desires to bless man and to save him, not only from sin, but also from sickness. For this reason, Christ on the cross bore not only our sins, but he also bore our sicknesses. So in his service, you preach salvation to get people saved. You have to preach healing as well to get people healed. Now, does everyone get saved and hears the gospel preached? No. Does everyone that get healed and hears healing preached? No. Because Hebrews tells us without faith, it's impossible to please God. And it also tells us in Hebrews that they heard the truth, but they never mixed it with faith, so it was no use. So when you hear the word of God, you must believe it. If unbelief comes in, you must ask God to forgive you, because unbelief is sin. Unbelief is sin. The devil will tell you in your mind, you're not healed, you can't be healed. You need to tell him he's a liar. Amen. People are so bold to say things, but yet they're so timid to tell the devil where to go. We have authority over the devil. God's given it to us. The word of God said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So the Lord is with you, and the Lord is in you, and healing is actually in you, because the Lord's in you. Do you understand that? Say amen. Amen. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Now, if Jesus is a healer and he's in you, the healer's in you. Now, for this reason, Christ on the cross bore not only our sins, but also bore our sickness. Therefore, by faith in Christ, we may now receive physical healing for our bodies, as well as forgiveness and peace for our souls. Now, the problem we have today, so many people are praying wrong. They're praying as if they've no... they can't change how it is, and they're satisfied with it. Well, then that's like a man that's not saved, never praying to be saved, because he's satisfied with being lost. Is there any difference? I don't see any. Do you understand what I'm saying? You came to the saving knowledge of the truth. You realized you were absolutely lost, but you realized Jesus could save you. And you repented of your sins, you came to the Lord in childlike faith and believed that you were saved. The devil, I'm sure, told you, like he told me, you're not saved. But you know how I always work with that. He never told me that before I got saved. But after I got saved, he was very busy to tell me I wasn't saved. That's the same with healing. As soon as you take a step to pray for healing, to ask for healing, and it's your right to ask for it because you are a child of God. Amen. The devil will tell you you're not healed. Look at the doctor's report. Look at this. Look at that. How could you be healed? You're not healed. Then he gets you to doubt God's word. That's the way he did with Eve at the start, via the serpent. And the serpent might not be physically here in that sense, but the same spirit is. And he influences people. And they're not born again or regenerated. They don't speak the truth. They might say what they think is good, but is it the truth? Now, who first deceived man and tempted him into disobeying God? And you can read Genesis 3, verse 16 to 19, and you know that's the serpent. And remember, the serpent was possessed with the devil. And remember, the serpent could talk to Eve, the most subtle beast of the field. He was an animal, sure. But he could talk to Eve. He could stand upright like a man. Brother Branham describes him. Other preachers describe him as well. But no one brought the light on the subject of Genesis 3 like Brother Branham did. No other preacher did. If you can find it, I want you to show me it. But you cannot. I've read most. so that you will know that the serpent was possessed by the devil, and therefore when the serpent's talking to Eve, he's inspired by the devil to do it. So his inspiration is from the devil, not God. Now, when anyone speaks to you, whether it's in your mind, whether it is by way of here or there or yonder, or a preacher, I don't care who it is, if they preach to you contrary to the word of God, they're inspired by the devil, not the Holy Spirit. There's only two spirits at work. That's the Spirit of God and the Spirit of the Word, which we've already saw through the different meanings. The spirit of the world is a spirit of error, of all strong delusion, which is Satan. That's his spirit. Now you can turn to these scriptures if you want to. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow, and thy conception and sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Now you must remember, before the fall, before this act of adultery was committed, and we know the serpent slept with Eve and produced Cain. Adam never produced Cain. The serpent produced Cain. Not Adam. Because Cain bared all the features of his father, and in the Epistle of John it says, as Cain, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, the devil. And we know the devil possessed the serpent. So Cain bore all the characteristics of his father. He was a murderer. He doubted the word. He questioned the word. He never believed the word. But before this fall, man did not have to repopulate the way they came about it. You remember that? Spoken words, the original seed. They had power and authority. Adam had power and authority to speak, and it would come to pass. And Adam and Eve were told by God to replenish the earth. They could speak and do it. But the devil came in and sowed his seed vicariously via the serpent. And then that's why it says you'll bring forth in sorrow. Now there could not be sorrow on the original program, because there couldn't be, because there's no sin. But the sorrow only came after sin came in. And sin came by disobeying the word of God. Disobedience to God brought sin. You know that the Bible says that disobedience is as the sin of witchcraft.
Yes.
That's what the word of God says. And iniquity is a word used in the New Testament. And iniquity means if you know to do something and you do not do it, that is iniquity. That's what iniquity is. Now, if you read also in verse 17, and unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. There you are. God told him not to do it. Don't eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God said, don't eat of it. But he did eat of it. But the woman told him to eat off it. Now he done it willingly with his eyes open. But you know, you don't read sin entered into the world by one woman. How many knows your Bible doesn't read like that? Doesn't read like that. The Bible reads sin entered into the world by one man. But yet he fell. But Adam, being a type of Christ, took Eve with his two eyes open. He knew what he was doing. And therefore he fell. And he lost all the God-given ability, all the God-given authority that was within him. He lost it in Genesis. Lost it all. Not only did he lose it, but the saddest story in all of the Bible is where God's angels escort Adam and Eve out of the garden, away from the presence of God, and they guard the tree of life with cherubims and flaming swords of fire.
Yes.
Lest somebody puts forth and protects him and lives river, so that must be Christ. Then we see in the second Adam, to do thy will. Take away the first, establish the second, which is the new covenant Christ. That's what it says. So all that Adam lost, Christ restored. So if Christ restored everything Adam lost, you have to take a journey with Adam at the beginning and see what he had. Now I haven't time to go into all that this morning, but it must have been wonderful. You remember that what Adam was able to do before the fall. Look, bear with me for a moment. There was no weeds. I come along the Scarborough Road. There's a wee couple who lives along there that I know. They have a wee boy. He stands at the road and wags. I don't know if some of you go past there and know him. You know. But I know that one of the men lives there. And so forth. But anyhow. But why I'm saying that is, that wee woman, you see her all the time. She's out. If you plant flowers and bushes and all them things, you don't just plant them and walk away. You have to weed them. You cannot get away without weeding. How many knows what I'm talking about? Alright, can you then? They're very silent here this morning. Maybe it's what weeds? There's a spiritual application to this. You know, you see, when people talk about we're selling organic spuds, nonsense. Absolute rubbish. Don't tell me that. I do not believe that. Because they've spread them. If they spray them, they're not organic. Organic was Genesis. When Adam had it in Genesis, there was no sprays against any, you know, bugs or anything. That was real organic. We're going back to that.
Amen.
You know, they did a test here, and they brought the cheapest stuff they could buy from all these cheap shops, and they bought all this organic, you know, you pay 3 times the price, and they proved there's not one bit of difference in it. And most of it. Now, I know people would debate with me on that, but I'm not worried. I'll go for the cheap stuff. I can't afford the other one. But you see what I'm saying? What I'm saying to you is, look, if you can get the good stuff, get it. But I'm telling you, it'll never be absolutely right till it goes back to what it was. We'll have that in the millennium reign. And every man will sit under his own vine tree. See, these fellas that don't like wine and they're against wine and all, what are they going to do with a vine? They don't need one. Jesus drank it. Now, I'm not telling you to go and drink wine. But you see, so many people have ideas with one side of it and they reject the other and they strain at the gnat and swallow the camel. But you see, before the fall, if you can picture before the fall, if Adam had potatoes or apples, whatever they were, he never had to go out and spray them at certain days and certain dates and all these type of things. There was none of that. It was there. It was perfection. There was no sorrow. There was no rain either. No rain. The dew watered the ground. No rain. Rain never came until judgment came. So rain's a sign of judgment. And rain came and the flood came. And God flooded the earth. That's why the scientific leaders of Noah's day said this is absolute nonsense with Noah's preaching. It's never rained before. You've read that, haven't you? It's never rained before. And Noah said there's going to be rain, destroy the earth. It never had rained before. Just a dew. No rain, but God brought rain. So you see, all that Adam had was lost because of disobeying the word of God. So when somebody says, it's not important if I get baptized in water or not, don't you believe that? That's not right. That's unscriptural view. Oh, but the thief on the cross never got baptized. No, because he died. Do you think if he'd lived for another week, he wouldn't have got baptized? Sure he would. But you see, that shows something in a person that there's a rebellion still there. That they do not want to follow the word of God. They want to do their own thing. There's a weed there somewhere. And it needs spread with the word. It'll cure it. Oh yes, the old nature will always try to pop up with all of us. It's there. Paul says it's there. The things I want to do, I find myself not doing, and so forth. But We need to yield our members to God. And ask God to help us. Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake and sorrow. Thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Verse 18. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth for thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. And you notice thorns in there is part of the curse. And what did they put on the brow of Jesus? Thorns. He took the curse of the cross. And the very thorns on his brow speak of him taking this curse. The Gospels in Genesis. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Verse 19, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread. They never sweated before. I said this to the fella, you know, he was on me, you know. But he didn't know his Bible, because Adam never sweated, not one drop, till the day he died, because sweat represents work. And there was no working for it, because he hadn't to work for what he had, because God made him perfect and there was no sin. But after sin came, you're now in a body that sweats. What happens? You don't wash, you sweat all the time. When you know what happens, don't you? You need Life Boy or whatever you call that soap. You have to wash. You see, because of the type of sin what's in the body because of the fall. But that's where it came from. God mentions all these things that came upon man that weren't upon him until the fall. And in the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread till thou return unto the dust. For out of it wast thou taken, and for dust thou art, and unto the dust thou shalt return. Now look at the first epistle of John, chapter 3, verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. Yes. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So the devil is the first one to sin. And you could go and even say it in heaven. For the Lord says iniquity was found in thee. Ever before you get to Genesis. And God cast them out. Alright, Revelations 19 verse 9. And the great dragon, Revelation 12:9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now I am telling you, and I am very serious about this morning, I know what I am preaching about, I have saw it. People play about with wee witchcraft and wee games they think they're playing, and Ouija boards and all this stuff, and they think it's all a nice wee game. But I want to tell you, these angels of the devil were cast out, and they're here. They're spirits in the air. For the Bible calls the devil the prince of the power of the earth. And these angels are cast out with them. And there's demon powers in the earth today. And when people fiddle about with things they shouldn't be doing, they can become possessed with the devil power. A demon. And you know that Jesus cast demons out. How did they get into him? This is why it's absolutely important to be sealed with the Holy Spirit. Sealed. Fella said to me, you can be sealed and still have a devil. That's contrary to the scripture. Did you know that? Do you believe the Holy Spirit seals you? Yeah. Ephesians says, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. Amen. Now when God sealed Noah in the ark, what can end? Mm-hmm. Nothing. Now a person that's not sealed, that's a different story, because Brother Branham says they're still only in a justified state. Right. They're not burned. They're in a justified state. They have to be sealed with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And when you're sealed with the Holy Spirit, that's God's seal. But I have prayed for people myself that were Christians, yes, and demons. demons come out of them. And I've seen it, and I know what I'm preaching about. I've saw it many times, not once or twice, many, many times. In Africa, in Mexico, Mexico is probably one of the worst places of demons I've ever seen. But they're so sinful in Mexico. I would not even mention some of the things that happened in Mexico. And there's places where the people said to me, we would not even let you go down these certain streets. They're so evil. With sin and debauchery. And you know, we're not to talk about things, certain things. Because the Bible tells us it's a shame to speak of those things which are done in secret. Do not speak about them. It's a shame. How many believes that? Now, so who first deceived man and tempted him? The devil. That's who done it. So you have the devil to thank for sickness. You have the devil to thank for sin. There's nothing there to thank him for. He's dealt that. You see, he represents all that's evil. That's why when many people give their testimony, they actually glorify the devil. They tell him, it's almost like they're rejoicing in the way they used to live. Brother, we could never rejoice in an old life.
Amen.
It's buried. It's dead.
Amen.
We can rejoice in this new life. It's something to blow by. And give Jesus the glory.
Amen.
For delivering us from a past house and all the stuff we were in till we thank the Lord for it.
Glory.
And don't fiddle about the things.
Amen.
Playing about with stuff. I'll tell you, it will take you deeper than you ever thought. And you'll end up the position. And you know, people have seen, they want God like a wee messenger boy when things is not going too well. I know people, and they ring me to pray for them. I'm not talking in this church. I'm talking about people that don't come to church, but they ring me. And you know, come on, Lord, and heal me today. But they don't want to serve them. They don't live for them. And time again, God's done things for them, but they never acknowledge it. They won't give their life a sin up and pleasure up. They still want it. But God's not a messenger boy.
Amen.
He's a just God, a righteous God. He'll heal you and he'll deliver you.
Amen.
You need to thank him for it, respect him for it, and have reverence to the Lord. So why did pain and sickness and death first come? Because man disobeyed God. That's why it came. So pain and sickness and death, Genesis 3, verse 16 to 19, mark it in your Bible. That's where the trouble all started. Man disobeyed God. Now, if man disobeyed God in Genesis, and it caused a separation, what will it do if we disobey God today?
Amen.
Can you get away with it? No.
Amen.
You have to obey the word of God.
Amen.
You have to take heed. Why do you want to fiddle about it? Why would you want to? I know somebody's thinking, why is he preaching the God? We're all serving the Lord. No. But yeah, how do you know everybody's serving the Lord? Do you think the Holy Spirit doesn't know what he's doing?
Amen.
That he's made a mistake? God knows every one of us.
Amen.
How we're doing. And you can't keep nothing from the Lord. And if the Lord checks you up on something, you better thank him for it because he loves you.
Amen.
You're a son. You're a daughter.
Yes.
And if you're a son or a daughter, he chastises us and corrects us. If you're left alone, that shows you're not God's son or daughter. You're illegitimate. But if God keeps prompting you and coming back to you, the Lord loves you.
Amen.
But you'd better pay attention to it.
Amen.
Don't mess about. So pain and sickness came because man disobeyed God. Now, you could go to Job 2 and verse 7 and you could see who brought this sickness on Job. The devil did.
Yes.
I hear people saying God brought sickness on Job. No, he didn't. God permitted the devil to do it, but the devil brought it. Job 2 verse 7. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job. Satan did. Mm-hmm. With sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. Now the book of Job is a wonderful book, and I read it I was in jail. It's a really wonderful book. But Job held on. No matter what happened, he held on. The Bible says he held on as a tiger. He shrank not throughout it. He held on. And he looked for Jacob, sang the song from. Though God slay me, yet I'll trust him. When he's done, I'll come forth as gold. For I know that he still liveth, for I feel him in my soul. Though God slay me, yet I'll trust him. When he's done, I'll come forth as gold. For I know that he still liveth, for I feel him in my soul. That's where the song came from, the book of Job. And Jack Cole said he lay in a trailer bed. He went just over 100-pound weight. Almost dead. But he says Jesus stepped in. Amen. To the trailer.
Right.
And God healed him. And there's a fella seen him. And he said, Jack, what have you been doing? He was massive. He said, brothers, 2 T-bone steaks every night. Praise God. People said he died young, but he did more than the years he had than many would do in 10 lifetimes. I tell you, Job held on to his integrity. Job believed God. Job feared God. Even when his wife said, curse God and die, Job said, you're speaking like a foolish woman. He believed God. You know, when you ever hear Jack Cole preach, he says, I believe God. That's where he got it from, the book of Job. He knew God could do it because he read the word of God.
Yes, yes.
Faith cometh by hearing. By hearing the word of God. Read the word of God. Meditate upon the word of God. Think upon the word of God. Don't be listening to pop music.
Amen.
Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
All that do is give you a headache.
Sorry.
Listen to the word of God.
Yes.
If you want to hear singing, listen to good singing. Praise God. I tell you, you go on there on YouTube and you put Billy Kelly on singing. He can sing. Billy Kelly. That's old-fashioned gospel singing, but I love it.
Amen.
It's real singing. Luke 13. Look what Luke 13 says. Verse 11. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity.
Amen.
And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made alright and glorified.
Amen.
God. And the ruler of the synagogues answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in the week which men ought to work. He came and he be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Verse 15. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away till watering him? Verse 16 from verse I'm getting to. And ought not the woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whose daughter are you? You're Abraham's seed by faith. Come on now. We're the royal seed of Abraham by faith. You're a daughter of Abraham. You're the son of Abraham by faith.
Yes,
here it is. And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound?
Yes.
Who bound her?
Right.
Who bound her?
Yes.
The devil.
Yes.
Who loosed her?
Right.
Jesus.
Amen.
So what the fall brought, the second Adam reversed. Now if Jesus could reverse in his day when he was here what the devil brought, and Hebrews 13 and 8 says Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. So that means he's always the same. He can still reverse it.
Amen.
He can still do it. If he could do it then, Praise God for it. Amen. Now you know, Satan by the spirit of infirmity brought this. He brought sickness upon this woman in Luke 13. By the spirit of infirmity. So you see that Jesus calls this ailment the spirit. Are you following here? This ailment Jesus calls a spirit. Fella said to me one time, I was praying for people casting the devil out of him. He said, why are you casting demons out of them people? They're Christians. I said, so what? What about it?
Amen.
Jesus said she was a daughter of Abraham.
Yes.
That makes her a child of God. But she had a spirit of infirmity. And God knew she wasn't going to have it for long. He took it off her. He cast off the spirit of infirmity. Spirit. Epilepsy is a spirit. It's a spirit. It's not the Holy Spirit. Now, if we set scales here, I want you to think of this, people. Blow the devil up to such an extreme. But if we set scales here and put the spirit of infirmity on here, the spirit of epilepsy on here, this, all the spirits that's wrong, I want you to put them on all one side of the scale. I want you to know, when you set the Holy Spirit on this side, it'll outweigh them. No matter if he's here. Because God made the devil. God delayed him in prayer. I tell you, God looks after his own. And the Lord's looking after you. The devil's a liar. He's a liar. And God does not put things upon you. That's the devil. And the Lord loves you. And he wants you to take his word and quote it and eat it and believe it and feast upon it. And it'll give you nourishment and strength and power in the Holy Ghost. Look at Exodus 15 verse 26. And the time, I can't believe it, you know. I won't keep this long. Exodus 15 verse 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. 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 Oh, hallelujah. I was reading in a message this morning, and in the message, I was looking up something, and Brother Branham said that divine healing is not in any man, but it is in the atonement of Christ. No man. So when a preacher preaches to you that it was fulfilled in some man and that's finished now, you know it's false. God's word says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. God's prophet says healing is in the atonement of Jesus Christ and no other man. Amen. Only in Jesus Christ is healing. Amen. And the same blood that washes you from all sin can heal you. By whose stripes ye were healed. By whose stripes ye were healed. The Lord sent his word and delivered them and healed them. The Lord done it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Look at verse 26. And said, if I will tell thee, hearken. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Look, Exodus 23, verse 25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Where is sickness going? Come on now, away! Where is it going? Away! From the midst of thee, if you'll hearken unto the word of God. Testify. Do you testify you're saved? Certainly you do. Testify you're healed as well. Amen. Catch your healing. People say, I'm catching the cold. Well, they're going to have it. They've just asked for it. I don't feel good, I'm catching the cold. They've testified they're getting it. Do you see what I'm saying? There's power in the tongue. You say, well, what can I do? It's a lie to say different. No, it's not. Abraham testified that Sarah would conceive. Abraham believed that it would happen. Abraham never went down to see what the doctor would say about Sarah. He wouldn't have given her the report he was looking. He would have said, Abraham, now catch yourself on, go and adopt children. You'll never have children with that woman. And Sarah herself said, well, you may take Hagar. It's not looking good. You know, I'm getting on a bit on the pension now. God never said that, but. But Abraham believed. 100 years of age he was. Twenty-six years passed. You say God hasn't healed me yet. 26 years passed. Did God's word change? No. Oh, there were symptoms. Sure there were symptoms. Symptoms. Paul talks about them. It ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. There's a symptom. But Abraham still believed God. Did Sarah conceive? She did. Not only did Sarah conceive, but King Abimelech looked at her and said, I'll tell you what, she's a fine looking woman, I'll have her. Does your Bible read like that? Mine does. And God came to him in a dream that night because Abraham said, that's my sister. She was his half sister. Remember that. And God came to that king in a dream that night and said, "Do not touch this woman." I'll tell you, judgment's coming. That's more or less what God said. Watch yourself. And then he went and told Abraham, "Why didn't you tell me?" And Abraham said, "I feared for our lives," and so forth. He was a humble man. But Isaac came. And we heard it preached the other week. When Isaac came, our brother preached it just on Wednesday night. God told Abraham to go and slay Isaac after giving him to him. And you read that Abraham knew that God could raise him again because he was as one from the dead already. He was as one as from the dead. In other words, it was impossible for Isaac to be born, but he was as one from the dead. Every one of us were the same. But God saved us. Praise God. What did God promise to do for his people that obey him? To heal them. He will put none of these diseases upon me. I'm going to have to come to close. I'm not near finished, but I'm going to close. But you see, you don't need a near finish. If you get just a couple of things, what will stay with you, then God will do it. He said, "I behold her through the ladder." The devil. Looking for him. Then he says, "No, God, slay me." Let's stand our feet this morning. Praise God. It is written that it's real. That my Jesus heals. It's been tested. It's been tried. And I'm fully satisfied. For it's written that it's real. That my Jesus heals. It's written that it's real. That my Jesus heals. It's been tested. It's been tried. And I'm fully satisfied. For it's written in Israel. The Lord loves you today. And he's your healer. And you don't worry how long the symptoms have been. He's still your healer. Amen. Heavenly Father, we bow before thy presence. We thank thee for the word of truth. Thy word will not return unto thee void. But it'll accomplish the thing you send it to do and prosper within it. Lord, the heavens and earth shall pass away, but thy word shall not pass away, not one jot or tittle, till all be fulfilled. Lord, we know you have saved us because we believed your word and we were saved by believing upon you. You have healed us and we confess we're healed. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, I'm healed. Because of the wounds you bore. Lord, I thank you for the stripes you bore for my healing. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. By his stripes I am healed. He has own self bore my sins upon his body. That I, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. By his stripes ye were healed. Father, this is your word. You sent your word and healed them. Lord, I pray for a manifestation of this declaration. In the name of Jesus Christ, let this word live now. For that you are living, you're well, you're alive. You're risen from the dead. You had power to lay your life down. You had power to take it up again. You took our curse. You took our infirmities. You healed all that came to you. We are coming to you again. We come to you, Lord Jesus, by faith. And we know you will receive us. Oh, Heavenly Father, this morning, touch your people once again. Bless them, I pray. Forgive us for our unbelief. Rid us of fear and anxiety. I cast off the spirit of oppression and divination in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I break every witchcraft spell over everyone in this room and over all those that's represented in this house. I come against the demon powers of hell, not by my own strength or by my own name, but by the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Father, I believe your word. Lord, grant now that you'll bless your people. Touch them and heal them. Everyone in this room. Lord, touch your brother Keith. Bless him. Strengthen him. I ask that the hand of the Lord will be upon him. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bless brother John, sister, and Carl. Oh God, touch her. Speak to her. Bless Sammy and all his family. Those there and those here. Bless the brother Ewell. May people's lives be touched by the power of God. And Father, help us here and help us tonight if thou wouldst tarry. Bless the song leader. Bless the musicians. Bless the children. Lord, I pray for our loved ones that's out of the camp this morning and away. Lord, I claim the blood of Jesus Christ upon every daughter, upon every son, upon every boy and every girl, every husband and every wife. I plead the blood of Christ over them. And I ask for the token to be upon them. And I send the Holy Spirit to work upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, bring them to the saving knowledge of the truth. In Jesus' precious name. Bless us now, I pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you as a brother comes. God bless everyone. Tonight, 6 o'clock, and I forgot to ask, did anyone lost a ring? It's a lady's ring. One of the brothers found it here, so if this is your ring, come and collect it. It's a nice little ring with the blue stone, and the Lord bless each one.